ago, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for 2026. Happy New Year, everyone. It's great to be back here in the Cultural Heritage Centre and with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And yes, I'm Kay, one of the readers, and we're happy to bring to you for the start of 2026, Wednesday the 7th of January, and I'll kick off with looking back 150 years ago. Treat to the employees of Messrs. Martin and Co. Phoenix Foundry. On Monday morning, third instant, at an early hour, all Gawler seemed to be astir to witness the departure of a special train at 6 o'clock, with about 500 persons being the workmen, with their wives and families, and a few of the personal friends of the proprietors of the above establishment. The start was made at about a quarter past six to the music of two brass bands, and the train proceeded to the port without stopping, arriving there about 7 o'clock. 6 to 7. Gawler.
Mm. Mm.
They would have gone into Adelaide and then out to the port.
There weren't anywhere near as many. Gawler to Adelaide took about half an hour, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Because there was almost no stops, no stations. So it would have gone Gawler, Smithfield, Salisbury, I think.
They would have had a branch off at Dry Creek down to the port at that time.
And they probably branched off from Dry Creek, so they probably went direct.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was a lot quicker because there were so many less stops on the way.
Oh, wow.
So many of those.
How awesome.
Mm.
And I'm happy now that it takes me half an hour to get from Two Wells to the port.
Yeah.
It used to take an hour.
Yes.
Because you'd have to go down through Jepps Cross and yada yada.
Do you love the freeway?
Oh, yes.
So, 100 years ago. Motoring murderers. A new form of danger to life exists in the recent outcrop of a furious growth of motor car murders. In this case, there seems to be no satisfactory course of action to be taken. It has generally been conceded that any person with the money in his pocket may buy and run a motor car. And when the number of persons without effective control increases on the road to certain proportions, there is a constant danger to safe drivers from excesses of other people, necessitating the control of one's own machine as if every person and vehicle on the road were possessed of no intelligence at all.
Nothing much has changed. Nothing at all.
In unison.
We were talking about the port expressway, the Northern Expressway, and I swear it's a speedway.
Mm.
You know, I sit on the speed limit or maybe just a nudge over, because my speedo's a little bit out. But, you know, you sit on the speed limit and you get tailgated, you get lights flashed at you, you get road rage, you get speeders, and you think, anyway, you know, doesn't get me there any quicker for the next year. So 50 years ago, ratepayers back move for change in councils. The Evanston Park Progress Association has received overwhelming support from the residents of the area in its bid to be included in the Gawler Corporation. A petition has been circulated by the association calling for support to Gawler Council's petition to the Governor of SA seeking to enlarge the corporation area. About 200 residents have signed in favour of going to Gawler, while it is estimated that only about 15 to 20% of people in the area are not in favour. But how do they know 15 to 20% because of how few care.
Yes. Liz and Jill were very involved in that campaign.
Oh, were they?
Yes, they lived in Evanston at the time.
Oh, did they?
And they said there was an overwhelming feeling among the residents that they should be part of Gawler.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like Hewitt, you know. Yeah. They use all the Gawler facilities. And they probably consider themselves part of Gawler, but aren't.
The trouble with Hewitt is that the rates are lower there than what they'd pay if they joined Gawler, because that wasn't an issue.
But the rates would still be better for light regional coming from Hewitt. Yeah. So, it's a battle.
It is a battle, yes. So 25 years ago, Christmas Eve triplets. Christmas Eve came early for Gawler couple David and Leanne Rasmus when their triplets were born on Christmas Eve. The babies, two boys and a girl, were born 2 months before their February 24 due date.
Oh,
they would have to be.
Oh, how cute. Yes. Oh, they'd be 25 now.
They would, yes.
Wow, a follow-up story would be brilliant.
It would, wouldn't it? Mrs. Rasmus said she was expecting the babies to be born early, just not that early. Triplets usually come at about 35 weeks, and ours were born at 31, she said. We certainly didn't plan to have them at Christmas time, but it's really quite special. Oh, until they get to an age where their birthdays and Christmas at the same time.
Oh, that is the other problem, isn't it? I know a couple of people whose birthday is Christmas Day, and the one lady, she turned 90 this year, and I wasn't there to wish her a happy birthday, but everyone makes a special point of wishing her a happy birthday on Christmas Day. 10 years ago, Gawler's inflated petrol prices. Motorists should avoid filling up their vehicles in Gawler, as service stations in the town continue to inflate their prices well above other metropolitan areas. RAA senior analyst Chris West confirmed drivers in the area were being hit with higher costs. From Elizabeth northwards, they are being slugged pretty hard, which is disappointing, he said. Prices in the Salisbury area are far lower than Gawler. The 124.9 in Gawler at the moment, we are getting reports that places like the Barossa and even Truro are lower than Gawler, which is disappointing.
I always wonder, though, if you drive out to buy petrol cheaper somewhere else, if you're using more petrol and driving, then you're saving.
You're not saving anything, yes, I know. Yeah. I know people that used to do that. They drive down to Costco and I think, what's the point of going to Costco because it's going to cost you $20 in fuel to go down there and back to save $20? Yes. So there's no point anyway.
No. Yes, but if you're passing, it's different.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for the first edition of this year, and we'll speak again next week.
Until next week, hey.
Bye-bye, Jeanette. Bye. For all life's long.